I want to talk about the unfairness of life. The last few weeks, I've had the layers of the onion that I am be peeled back. And it's been a really rough couple of weeks as I learn more and more about myself. And I've had to tough through some really hard things. And I've been learning a lot about life and the world and stuff. And I've realized something that's very hard for me to reconcile. And I have a very strong connection to what I'm going to talk about. I spent my whole life seeking answers to things. I mean, I spent my whole life going out of my way to understand why. Why do you do this? Why do people do that? Why do people have this job? Why do people live in this state? Why do people, you know, I never understood any of that stuff. And I wanted to understand. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But only recently have I realized that in the 25 years I've been alive, I have been doing it, I think, for a very deep sort of core reason that I want to talk about, because there's no way I'm the only person that feels this way. I believe that my attempts to make sense of the world were an attempt to reconcile the unfairness of life. Growing up, I always heard that saying that, like, life isn't fair. And I everybody's heard that, and everybody knows that that's the case, right? But hearing life isn't fair, like, life is unfair or isn't fair, like, the words themselves don't have the same kind of connection. Like, especially when you're a kid and, you know, something might happen that sucks, but, like, you know, you're told that at 6 years old or 8 years old that you can't go to the movies or something because dad or mom's busy. And it's like, yeah, man, life's not fair, but it's like, that doesn't, it doesn't connect in the same way. But there are times in life where we try to make sense of the world or whatever. I mean, I'm not, this is kind of challenging to talk about because everybody has a different experience. And that's actually kind of what makes this magical in a sense, like in a cool way. But I kind of realized that I had spent my whole life escaping from the reality of the unfairness of life. And everything I ever did was an attempt to live in a fantasy or make sense of how or why the world could possibly be so unfair. And as a little kid, I kind of knew that. I didn't know that that's really what I was doing. Like, it wasn't something I knew I was doing. But over time, like, you know, something would happen to me. And I, at a surface level, I'd be like, I don't want to be a victim. You know, I want to just deal with it. But I, at a deep, 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 deep level, I felt like there was a level of unfairness to it that I couldn't process. It's that, in a simple sense, without going into crazy detail, it was sort of that idea of, like, why do bad things happen to good people? Like, that kind of thing. You know, I can say those words, but it's different if it's like, I did something to somebody that was good, and I was met with bad. I went out of my way to help somebody, and they hurt me. You know, like, why does this happen? And what, and I try to make sense of it, only to find out and come up short, only to find out that there is no cure for the unfairness of life. There isn't a cure. It's a sickness that will never be cured. It's like the three things, there's that saying in life that the only two things that are real in life are death and taxes. I'd say the third thing is the unfairness of life. And the problem with the unfairness of life is, like, specifically, like, I mean, I don't have to explain how life is unfair, because everybody out there, especially people in their 20s, are really feeling the unfairness of life for sure. I mean, everybody deals with it and feels a certain way about it differently. And I can get into that in a minute, but everybody knows what I'm talking about. Like, that's a language we all speak, and different people, different niches, different cliques, different generations experience the unfairness of life differently. And so, like, they have different levels of unfairness in different things, and they feel and connect with the unfairness in a different way. And I've come to this sort of this place. I'm not saying I'm right, but I'm saying I'm kind of arriving at this place where I believe and feel and I'm learning that everything anyone ever does in their life, in this life, is cope with or handle or respond to the unfairness of life. I especially connect with this as someone who was raised as a Christian, who's doing his own sort of just figuring out things differently now. But like my parents, when my brother was diagnosed with autism, they got slapped in the face with unfairness. And so they went straight to a church and they were like, we don't know what to do. And it's like, they were dealing with the unfairness. I have very different kinds of unfairnesses now, you know, where hundreds of job applications don't mean garbage. Doesn't mean anything unless I take my job apps and I go into Indeed and I copy and paste the entire resume, or excuse me, the entire job description, and then turn it white and put it in the background of the resume so that when it gets scanned by an AI, I'm I show up, right? Like we're at a point in the world where, I'm at a point in my life where I'm starting to recognize the differences in the unfairness of life between myself and the other people. And like, what's really fascinating about this is like, it's sort of a kind of an interesting thing because it's starting to put, I'm getting to that point in my life where I'm starting to differentiate myself as like a unique individual instead of feeling like I'm just it's becoming part of my personality. The things in my life that are unfair to me in my life, compared to the people around me, to family, to older people, to older generations, maybe even to some friends. And it's becoming more evident. And I would say, I'm not going to get into details, but today was the day that it finally hit me that I had been running from the fact that I could not believe and process how unfair life was. So I wanted to talk about something about it. I wanted to do something about it. I wanted to say something about this, right? The thing about unfairness in life is not just that it's universal. It's that it's universal throughout all of human existence, I think. And what's interesting is the fact that everybody has different responses to unfairness. But that being said, I have realized, and I was thinking, you know, I've been running 5Ks the last couple of days, and that's been kind of good for me. And afterwards, like, I take a cold shower and I'm just like thinking and stuff. And I was thinking about Lord of the Rings, and I'm thinking about Frodo, who's just this nice, happy little hobbit. And he's given this ring, like, that only he can destroy because that's his burden, because of his, the way that the ring affects him is such that he's the only one who can destroy it. And if he doesn't destroy it, then all of Middle Earth will fall. And more importantly, these four horsemen, it's been a minute since I've seen it, but these four horsemen are constantly hunting him. And so it's one of those things where, you know, Frodo was given like an incredibly unfair situation, despite being this incredibly awesome person, you know, or hobbit in the show or whatever, in the movie. Well, you know, I think it's fascinating because every single hero in media, in movies, every single good, like, main character that we love to, like, look at and stuff, every single, in real life, every single good husband, good wife, good spouse, good father, good mother, good businessman, good coworker, good client, good son, good daughter, whatever it is, when we look at the goods, the greats in this world, the great, maybe we'd even say good, great leaders. I mean, whatever, if you look up to somebody, heck, if you look up to somebody in media, in TV shows, anime, books, whatever, doesn't matter what it is, there is a universal thing that I realized with the way that every single great character and person, there's a universal way that they all handle the unfairness of life. And it is almost exactly the same way, save for some examples, but it is almost the exact same way, which is when life is unfair, it is to stare it directly in the face unconditionally. So what I mean by this is, I'll go back to Frodo. Frodo didn't say, well, I'll destroy this ring for you guys if I get to be king when I come back. Like, he didn't say that. You know, he wasn't, like, making his decision to go uptake the hero's journey and go do this impossible task that he was tasked with. He didn't do it in exchange for something else. He didn't say, well, I'll only do it if the situation's ideal. Well, I'll only do something if I get something out of it, you know? Going even to this thing and things like digital media and you know, like content creation. And this will get kind of meta, but it's like, oh, would I only make YouTube videos if people watch them, right? Like, when life is unfair, as an example, really meta, I'll go really meta. This series, right? One of the things I did is I did like 20 episodes, 10 episodes or something like that. And I just bulk created them and put them on YouTube and let them release one day at a time to see what would happen for around 20 days. And you guys, you know, got to see those. I think on a lot of those, I got like 8 to 10 views. Is this a big deal? Not necessarily. But it feels unfair. Why does it feel unfair? It feels unfair because I pour my heart and soul into doing a good, into saying good content, into saying good things, into being sort of like, I don't know, into having good conversations. Only for an algorithm created by a multi-billion-dollar company to decide whether or not anyone hears it. See, that feels unfair to me. It's not about the people listening. That's not what it's about. It's about that unfairness is still present. And, you know, the people that gaslight themselves, even the people that become successful, I really wanted to go this far with it, but it's true. Even the people that become successful, every single one of them, every single one without fail says it's because they worked hard, because they don't want to cope with the idea that they may have gotten lucky. Many of them, not all of them, I guess, maybe that's an exaggeration, but I can't tell you how many times a successful person is like, yeah, you know, it was because I worked hard. It wasn't because an algorithm got them lucky. You know, it wasn't because they were early to the party. It wasn't because they had a good business idea. It wasn't because, you know, they had other things in their life that weren't a challenge, right? Is it because of all this other stuff, right? These people that were extremely successful, many of them, they didn't have the downfalls of maybe some other people, and they don't want to process the reality of how much luck is truly involved. And I've said that before, that luck is involved, and it's unfair that that's even an aspect of it. And so where does this all go? Like, I know I'm kind of dancing all over the place, but I'm realizing in my life now, I am being presented with the unfairness of life. It's staring down at me, and it's not going anywhere. And it's never going to go away. It is the only thing in my life that I have ever processed out and sat down and tried to make sense of, only for it to never make sense. No amount of praying, getting in my Bible, nothing. No amount of, you know, therapy, like drugs, nothing. No amount of trying to understand the unfairness of life, understand why I was given these burdens, why maybe you were given the burdens you were given. No amount of understanding it is ever going to make those burdens easier innately. It's not like, oh, well, I understand that, and so the burden's gone, right? For me, I have realized that there's no amount of processing or anything that will make those burdens go away. They're still there, and they stare down at me every day. And so now it's up to me to choose what I'm going to do about them. And where I am with it is I'm thinking of the greats. And I'm thinking, what were the greats doing? Doesn't matter where they were. It doesn't matter if they're real or not. What matters is that the greats in every story, in real life or fiction, they stared it in the face. They stared. They faced the uncertainty of life. They faced the unfairness of life, right? And they did it unconditionally. They didn't do it for something in return. They did it because they believed that that was the character that they wanted to play in the world. That is the role of what they wanted in life. They were like, I want to be the one such that I face the unfairness of life without anything in return. You know, like Rocky is an example. There's that whole very famous scene. I don't know which, Rocky 4, Rocky 1, a very famous audio you've heard before where he goes, it's not about how hard you get hit. It's about getting hit and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done, right? It's how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. And it's like he wasn't trying to win. I mean, he might have been trying to win for his family, but at the end of the day, it was like he uptook the role of the person who faced the unfairness of life directly in the face with expecting nothing in return. And that role has been repeated in history and in media for thousands of years, because it is something that is, I don't want to say wired into us as maybe humans. I can't say, you know, that can get spiritual, whatever you want to get about it. I think everybody understands that there is an aspect to that, that people understand. Or I could cope. I could get high. I could play video games, go on welfare, say, woe is me. There's nothing I could do. You know, go find some homeless shelter to hang out in, when I know that there are aspects to my life that are making it very hard for me to be able to live with myself if I did that. That's not to say that people aren't doing the best that they can with what they have, but there are resources that I have available to me, in some sense, skills that I have, that if I don't make use of because I'm scared of dealing with the unfairness of life, at some point it's on me, right? It's at some, for me, this is my walk. I'm not trying to make the case that people that don't have really, really crappy situations aren't, they have their own burdens to deal with. We're all trying to figure out what we're doing with the unfairness of what we've got. You know, it's like you could be driving down the road to go hang out with your friend, you know, from high school, and you get in an accident and you are paralyzed for life. It's like you're in a, you see how like, it's like that's the real world and that's the unfairness of life. And so for me to make the case that the way I deal with my unfairness, the way you deal with your unfairness, it's not about the right way. It's about deciding what path we want to have as individuals in life and then carving that out for ourselves with the different unfairnesses that we all have. And for me, I personally feel extremely driven to become the person that faces the unfairness of life directly in the face. Like, that's what I feel, in some sense, called to do, motivated to do. Do I want to do it? Absolutely not. I don't. I really don't. I don't think Frodo wanted to go either. I don't think he did. But I think that it was part of his character and the story that got told about him, where you love him because he did it anyway. And it's like, I want to be the kind of, and you respect him. And it's like, I want to be the person such that I can respect myself, that I would be willing to get up and do that anyway. And I'm like, that's me. I want to be the guy that can understand that when I make these videos and pour my heart and soul into them, a stupid algorithm designed by engineers that don't care about me might make it so that you don't even listen to this. Three people might hear this. And it doesn't change anyone's lives, because they're all bots. And that's what happens. And that could be, and that could be the totality of the story that gets told about me. Or I could reach out to hundreds of businesses offering to solve their problems, and none of them say yes, and I end up on food stamps and in poverty, homeless. Like, that's what could happen to me. And it boils my blood that's the reality that I live in with the burdens I was given, the skills I was given. Like, it boils my blood how unfair that is. That being said, I feel so determined to become, to walk the hero's journey despite that, in a way that I can't describe. And I don't know why I feel like that, but I feel like I can't live with myself if I don't try to do what Frodo did. I would rather die on the road than to run away anymore. Because I've been running for 25 years, guys. It's like someone handed me Frodo's ring when I was like 2. And I said, I'm not going to worry about that. Put it in a drawer. But I'm now at that point where, like, I pull that ring out and I'm like, there's a path for me here. With the skills, the resources, everything that I've experienced up to this point, there is a path for me to walk here. And I'm like, am I going to walk it, or am I just going to go back to playing video games and, you know, watching anime and stuff? Like, is this my story? And it's like, you know, I don't want that to be my story. Not that I don't love anime, but it's like I have big things that I feel like I need to do. And I'm scared to death, man. And it's not that I'm scared because I can't do it. I'm scared because I recognize the vast impossibility to process how unfair things can be, you know, and it scares me, because up to this point, I've always been trying to make sense of things, and I've always been able to make sense of things just to a point where I'm comfortable. But there's no comfort in facing the unfairness of life. There's no comfort. There's nothing there for you. And especially when you expect nothing in return. Frodo didn't do it for comfort. Frodo didn't do it because he was like, yeah, this I'm going to do this and everyone's going to love me. He did it because he accepted that as his role in the world and in life. And he said, if I die, if I fail this, he's like, I can't fail. But if I fail, I tried. I mean, I don't know if he ever says that in the show, that if he fails, he tries. He probably said, like, I can't fail. Like, it's not an option. My character is such that I can't fail. And I feel like I have that character wired into me. And I say all this because we live in a world where coping away from the unfairness of life has become so disgustingly, disturbingly easy that it is haunting. You know, I was having a conversation about TikTok with my mom because she doesn't get it. She doesn't know why it's so addictive. I said, it is the cigarette of 2016 or whenever TikTok, 2020. It's the cigarette, the modern cigarette of the digital age. It's even worse. It's the modern cocaine. And I explained it. And I showed her. She didn't even know that you could scroll. You could swipe up on YouTube and TikTok. And so I showed her and she said, oh, that's a drug. And I said, yeah, it is so easy to escape from the unfairness of life. And it's like, I just feel like I don't want to live that way. I'll wrap up this way. I don't feel like, going back to the Frodo analogy, I feel like I was given the ring at 2 years old and I'm 25 now and I'm sitting with that ring in the drawer. I feel like I cannot live with myself if I do not take that journey. I feel like if I'm 56 years old and that ring is still in that drawer, I will feel like I actually failed. Like I failed because I never took up the journey of facing the unfairness of life head on, unconditionally, you know, for the sake of what kind of person that would make me, right? Like I feel like I have to do that or I couldn't live with myself. And in a lot of ways, to be completely honest, and then I'll be done, I really felt like all of this scared me to death for a very specific reason, which is it scared me who I would become if I did this. It scared me to death who I would become as a result of going through the unfairness of life. And because of how unfair the world is, because of, you know, we learn about things like the Jonestown Massacre and 1942 Auschwitz and, you know, the horrible things that Mao Zedong did to hundreds of people, millions, tens of millions of people in China. And, you know, Genghis Khan, like we hear about these horrible human atrocities and we can go, yeah, I'm going to go back to TikTok and I'm just going to keep watching, you know, Let's Plays from Jacksepticeye and not worry about that. It's like, I'm scared of who I will become as a result of doing what I can to walk the hero's journey because of the eradication of the old version of me, because the old me will be gone, because the old me was the person that didn't uptake the hero's journey in some sense. But at the same time, there's nothing left for me at this point but to do it. Like I don't know how to explain it. Again, I'm not getting super into big details about everything because I've been working on stuff, but it's the full dedicated commitment to doing what it takes to pursue that journey. And I feel like in a lot of ways, the people that do listen, so long as I'm able to continue doing this the way I want to, you're going to end up hearing my story as it happens, as it unfolds. And wherever I end up, you'll end up hearing about it because I'll be walking everybody through it here. So do I want to become famous? No, I don't care about any of that crap. I just want to face the unfairness of life in the most, with the greatest level of character that I can. You know, all these people, a great example of people that have bad character, every single politician ever, bad character. Pretty much all of them. I mean, I just don't trust any of them, you know. But people that have good character are the ones that stand up for the good of humanity, I think. And they stand up for good. And they, you know, that's how they see it. And that's where I'm at. So I will say before I finish, just so everybody's looped in, again, I uploaded a bunch of videos and scheduled them out to see what would happen. And what I will probably end up doing instead, especially because of the nature of what I'm doing right now and I got a lot of stuff going on, I'm going to shoot to try to schedule uploads for like twice a week, like Monday, Wednesday. That way I'm still getting videos out at like a drip pace so that they're consistent. But that way there's not like a video every day and then nothing for 3 weeks. Like I just don't feel good about that. I don't think that's fair. Speaking of unfairness, right? Because you're like, why is there no video for me, right? Or whatever. And I need to get better at that as a person creating content, and I need to get on a schedule and all that stuff. So I would say I'm going to try to hit 2 uploads a week, and that'll be that. And that's all I got. So take care.